Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We want to note an anniversary. Tomorrow marks 30 years since one of my favorite movies was released in theaters.
Incredible. One of the worst performances of my career, and they never doubted it for a second. How could I possibly be expected to handle school on a day like this?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, released June 11th, 1986. I was 3. And no, I didn't see it in theaters, but I did see it somewhere around age 10 and at least 100 times since then. Now, if you are unlucky enough to have never seen it, it is a John Hughes film about a high school student in suburban Chicago, played by Matthew Broderick, who lies to his parents so he can take a day off from school, then gets his friends to take the day off too, in part by prank calling the school principal, played by Jeffrey Jones, who thinks he's on to the prank.
Well, it's been a tough morning, and we've got a lot of family business to take care of, so if you wouldn't mind excusing Sloan, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Yo, I'd be happy to. Yeah, you just produce a corpse, and I'll release Sloan. I want to see this dead grandmother firsthand.
At this point, I can pretty much quote the entire film, but nothing beats this scene when the school secretary, played by Edie McClurg, tries to get the principal to understand Ferris Bueller.
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
There are countless cameos, including the one that launched Ben Stein's Hollywood career.
In 1930, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, in an effort to alleviate the effects of the, anyone, the Great Depression, passed the, anyone, a tariff bill.
The Hawley-Smoot tariff bill, which anyone raised or lowered, raised tariffs in an effort to create more revenue for the federal government. So, 30 years since Ferris Bueller's Day Off. By the way, we tried to get an actor from the movie on the show, even stood in their driveway in L.A. earlier this week for our planned interview, but I guess they decided to take the day off.